So Parshat Bishalach has a lot going on in it, and unfortunately, I mean, fortunately, you guys were on Eilat and having a wonderful time, and I'm sure you learned plenty of Torah while you were there. But in terms of ideas that we can actually capture on the Parsha, we are limited, right? So you have obviously the Jews actually leaving Mitzrayim, and then Kriyat Yom Suf and Az Yashir and all that, and then you have the latter half of the Parsha, which are three complaint stories. So I want to focus just on one pasuk, just because I've been thinking about it. It's one of these pasuk we come back to because it's so striking. The Jews want food, so God grants them man, 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 man. Let's man, 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 man. Right, man, this is good. Right, they're not punished. Right, this is a good story. Right? But God says something shocking, and He says, Shem says, "I'm going to rain down bread from heaven." Right, with all types of fascinating machlokot in the postgame of what bracha did they make? Did they right? The Sefer Chassidim famously says they say Hamotzi Lechem and Hashamayim, right? And other people think they don't say any bracha and blah blah blah. Anyways, but why does he do this? He'll give them food every day. Leman anasenu, and this becomes a light for it in the whole parsha, right? Which is an interesting thing in and of itself, and you really have to build up this theme. But so that I can test them to see Hayelech b'torati imlo. Will they keep my Torah? Now, what's odd about this? And again, part of to fully understand this, you have to realize that this is a again, this is a light vort throughout the parsha. But let's just try to understand a little bit here. So, in what way is giving someone food for free a test? Right, what does it even mean? Right, I will give them mun so that I will test them. What does that even mean? Okay. Okay, good.
It's a test in the sense that they say, oh, we're in God's good graces anyway.
We don't necessarily need to follow.
Okay, good, right? So we have a few possibilities here, right? So one. So let's go through some of the Mefarshim, right? Rashi is really baffled by this. So he just says, yeah, you know what it means? God is literally just testing them to see whether they will keep the laws about the man. That's it. Right? And he basically, right, which is, right, he says, Leman anaseno, ki anaseno. He does say, it's not Leman, not to test them, but because I'm testing them, hayelech b'torati, im yishmeru mitzvah hatluyot bo. Will they keep the mitzvah of the man? Because clearly he's looking and he's like, well, what type of test is it? Aha, there are certain laws around the man. I'll test them if they keep that, right? But again, the simple shot is hayelech b'torati in low. In some way, this is like a much broader test. So what is the test? So, I think Barbanel asked this. He says, I don't understand. What type of, right, what type of test is it? So, one possibility that the Mefarshim bring is what Eitan said. It's a variation of what Eitan said, which is, yeah, wealth, right? The reason this is a test is because there's poverty can be a test, but wealth can be a test, right? If I take care of you, right? It's the, you know, at some level, a very good test of someone's character is what would you do if you won the lottery tomorrow and never had to work again, right? Or what will you do when you retire comfortably, right? Is okay, right now you don't have enough time because you're working and you're busy and you have to take care of kids and whatever. So you don't have time to do everything you'd like to do. Right, but if I suddenly took away all your responsibilities in life, what would you do? Now, some people would, you know, drop out, go to Kollel. Right, some people would continue doing their job because they find it meaningful. Right, like you know, there are plenty of people who are very, very wealthy doctors. They don't need to work anymore, but they went into medicine because they wanted to be. Right, they wanted to help people, and even though they've now, you know, spent enough years where they have enough money saved up, they still want to stay. Right, so the Sfarno. Argues that that's exactly what's going on, right? And the Or Chaim as well, right? Is what do you do now? You could go farther and say, as we find in Dvarim, it's not just that when you have free time, now we can see what you really want, but it's wealth is also its own test, right? Wealth can bring hubris, it can bring, right, arrogance, and can lead people to Right? Very good. The Ramban goes in the exact opposite direction. He says, no, Man was not a case of wealth. It was a case of poverty. I mean, it was a case of dependency. It's a case where, right, wealth isn't necessarily just in its pure, right? Wealth isn't just knowing you'll have food tomorrow. It's having things so you don't have to worry about tomorrow. Even though they would have food tomorrow, the only way that they could, the only way they could actually live their lives on that basis is if they believed that God was going to give them food and followed his promise, but they had nothing in their storage rooms. And therefore, what they're being tested is whether they actually trust God, right? It's a test of poverty slash trust. And this seems to be the simple pshat of the Gemara in Yoma and Ayin Vav, right? Who says explicitly that why did God do it this way? So that everyone would panic all the time and say, oh my God, am I going to have food tomorrow? Everyone's going to die. And they would turn towards God. But both of these at some level assume, but so far what we've said, you could just say that, okay, well, it's a test to see, will they keep it? Right. But I happen to be partial to the different shot, which could work both with poverty or with wealth. But that is, and I'm not saying the Mefarshim Medrash don't believe this, but all right. The question, you have a much bigger question. And this is much bigger than the 5 minutes we can devote to it now is, okay, but what is a test? So one possibility is that it literally is testing the person to see whether they will succeed, which is fine, except it's hard with God. So another view in the Mefarshim, the Rambam takes this more, is that it's to show the world, right? To show the world something about the person being tested or the ideals for what which the person is standing up, right? That it's showing the world that you can trust in God, that God will sustain you, etc. But the third shot, and this comes up in Rishon Albo, in general, it comes up here in the Ketav and Kabbalah, if I can pull it up here, 1 second. And that is that a test is not finding out whether you can handle, but what is it doing? It's to actually force you to actualize, right? Meaning there's a difference between potential that exists in you and potential that you're forced to actually live in the real world, right? And that's the key, right? It's not just I'm testing to see whether they'll do it, but it's I'm forcing them to live a lifestyle. I'm forcing them to actually express that resolve. And that is different, right? Meaning the fact that Mordechai might be a tzaddik and if he won the lottery tomorrow and never had to worry about anything again, he would go and learn and do mitzvot all day, right? Doesn't change the fact that he will be a better person when he's actually faced with that challenge and he's forced to day after day, right, get up and do the right things, even though he's not answerable to anyone anymore because he's worth, $678 million. Okay, right? He won the Powerball and whatever, right? And to actually force himself to, come and learn when he's not answerable to anybody, right? That actually changes who he is. Right? Or, so one is that, the other is that it actually trains you, right? One is that it forces, right? There's a difference between actualizing resolve. The other is that it trains you to do that in the line of the chinuch. Right, which is that the point of mitzvot is acharei pe'ulot nimshachot levavot, is that even if fake it till you make it, right, that if you do it, right, it will change who you are, right. So I think that you have to ask two questions here, right, or a few questions here, right. One is what is the test, right? Is it the poverty? Is it the wealth, right? And what's the purpose of that test? Is to actually see whether you'll succeed? Is it to show the world that you stand up for these ideals? Is it to educate you to actually get you used to living those ideals? Is it forcing to actualize the ideals that were latent, right, in potential, were not actualized, right? All those questions, I think, are critical to ask, both in the Mun story, in general, Bet Nisayon, and as I said, because Nisayon, and now I'll give you homework, because Nisayon becomes the light word, right? The guide word, the Mila Mancha, throughout the Parsha, where it's not just here, right? Here, God is testing them, but then you have the Jews testing God, right? Right, God describes the water, right? The complaints for water as a test of God, right? So what is this background, the importance of tests and different perspectives and tests? What did it do to all the other tests that you find in general, both of God of the people and the people of God, right? Especially since they're found in a cluster. Okay, I'll leave those thoughts for you. Let's do Yerushalmi.